I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nolan and Kirk in the studio as always. Shouldn't say in the studio. Nolan's always in the studio, but as you know, I'm over here in France coaching and developing and mixing in the podcast and the show every week with you as well. So again, Dirtbags, thanks for listening. Thanks for being followers. Thanks for being so passionate about this great game of baseball that Nolan and I obviously love, and you do as well. So hey, you know it. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So stay true to the nation. Stay passionate about it. And always be a dirtbag, because there's no other way to be a player, a fan, a parent, a coach in this game. It's the bottom line. So this week, like every week, it seems like there's so many things in the hopper. Nolan and I thank you tremendously for the amount of questions and inquiries sent to us in regards to Mr. Tatis Jr.'s suspension that happened in the last week. Our thoughts, so we're going to dive into that one and power through it to the best of our ability. Hey, some of you are going to agree with us, some of you are going to maybe disagree, but we're going to give you our thoughts and opinions anyways on it. Hey, we're going to break down the Chris Woodward firing from the Rangers, parting ways. Postseason was released this past Monday from MLB. Talk about that and just so much more. There's just, it's endless. I mean, Albert Pujols, of course, two big more home runs, puts him in the record books. And probably for my final thoughts is Mr. Carlos Correa getting his sister's 14th birthday and getting, happened to be playing the Angels. So getting the autograph and the personal time with Mr. Shohei Ohtani. So, you know what, just always, like we said, always going and happening. And again, thank you for being a part of the nation. Thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for sending in your questions. You know what to do with it. Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Send them in to us. We'll either answer them here on the show, your inquiries, or we'll talk to you personally about them. You've got our guarantee. You've got our promise. One other thing for sure, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube station or channel, sorry, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You know we do it. We educate you, empower you on products, training devices out there. We've done the Win Reality series there lately. We got the Rip Grip Pro, another little training aid for the hitters that Nolan's been playing with a little bit this summer, and had a good talk with two of their creators and inventors. So we're excited about that series coming up in a couple of weeks as well. So, hey, Dirtbags, get out there, get your favorite drink, settle down in that chair, your favorite listening platform. We're going to be right back here in 2 seconds, and we're going to get after it. We're going to get after it. You got our promise.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry. I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works, even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like I said at the top of the show, Nolan, we've had tons of inquiries, as you know, thoughts and opinions on Mr. Tatis Jr. Buffoon for me. Go.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about it last week, him possibly coming back, him starting up his rehab. All of a sudden, 80-game suspension for a performance-enhancing drug. Said he took it unknowingly, trying to repair some of the damage from the motorcycle accident that happened to him in the off season. I mean, you just look at the comments made by his teammates, by his general manager, by the whole organization. Everybody's just not, I don't even know if disappointed in him is the right word. They're just pissed off at him. Like Mike Clevenger, he straight up said, he's like, this is the second time we've been disappointed with him. You hope he grows up and learns from this and learns that it's learns that it's more than just him right now. Obviously, Preller was just like, yeah, like this is super disappointing. You hope at some point he grows up. The kid needs to mature. He's at this stage. We've handed him the big contract. We've handed him the keys to the city, essentially. And he's not taking advantage of it. Obviously, Machado, I mean, you heard what he said. He was 100% emphatic about the situation. He's like, listen, we got here without him. It doesn't change a thing. We were hoping that he was going to be a spark plug when he came back. Obviously, he's not coming back. I mean, what can you say? Realistically, like I said, I thought Tatis coming forward was going to be probably slid into left field, maybe center field. Obviously, he's got a great arm. I mean, you're not supplanting Juan Soto in right field for the time being, even though I could realistically see that being a move next year. Just because Tatis's arm is stronger than Soto, I think he'd profile better in right field than Juan Soto. You can slide Soto over to left or even center if you need to. I mean, I still like Trent Grisham long term there for center field, even though he's not really hitting this well or that well this year. Yeah, I don't really know. Like it's something that you just shake your head and you're like, this guy has been given so many opportunities at this point, and he just seems to blow it every time with just something stupid like this.
Yeah, you're awful nice. You're the hard one, and I'm the sugarcoating one or whatever. Now he's a jerk. He's a selfish, and when you do that type of stuff, you're a loser. I'm just so sick of these guys thinking they can get away with it. There's a reason why Manfred was told by Selig way back at the turn of the century, go get one person, and that was A-Rod. Because if we can show the world that we can take the biggest player in the game, then everybody moving forward will hopefully learn their lesson and realize, geez, you know what? We can't afford this to happen again in this game of baseball because people are sick of it. And you know what? I was taking something for ringworm. Give me a break. I'm so sick of these guys being able to just lie or do it and then slap my hand when I get caught. No, you got 354 million reasons why you're not supposed to take it. So the Clevenger one was a little interesting to me, Nolan, to read that one because, you know, hey, 2020, what did Mike Clevenger do and a teammate do with Cleveland Indians? No, during the COVID time to a bar when they weren't supposed to do it, right?
Yeah, I think it was him and Plesac at that time in Chicago, exactly, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. And so when Clevenger said that, that was why he was shipped out of town pretty quick after that, right? Because the teammates hated him in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were having a hell of a season. So his comment was a little ironic considering he's done it, but it goes to show you, hey, I obviously learned my lessons. I got shipped out of town, so this stuff's real. So you better wake up in a hurry, Mr. Tatis, because your teams will. I mean, $354 million, that's a little tougher to move. But I'm gonna just talk a little bit about what I think the underlying factor is there. And we talked about it with Cody Bellinger there a few weeks ago on that shoulder. I think that's why he's taking the drugs. I think that's why he's taking those performance enhancing. I don't think it has anything to do with the wrist, the hamate, the anything like that. I think it's that shoulder. I think it's that shoulder. And like we talk about all the time, right? When you get shoulder issues, and it sounds like his is pretty loose in the socket when it can pop in and out, like they made the comment last year when it happened, right? I think that's why. I think it isn't. That's a bad contract. That is all of a sudden a bad, bad contract. Think he knows it, and I think he's worried about it, and I think he's trying to do that to make that shoulder as strong as he can so he can come back and stay on the field as long as he can, because that's going to be an ugly contract at the end of the day. That's my thought. That's my opinion. You may like it. You may not like it. I don't know, dirtbags, but send in your thoughts and opinions. You ask Nolan and I, and for all I know, Nolan, maybe you're a little more fired up now, ready to get after him, but I think a selfish, greedy, ignorant trick.
No, I mean,
bottom line.
I mean, we talked about it last week. And at the end of the day, when you're signing these guys to these massive contracts, you're hoping to recoup some of it off of merchandise and off of fans obviously coming and seeing the best players in the game. And Fernando Tatis, when he was on the field, obviously up until this year, was considered one of the best rising stars in baseball and everything like that. And you're kind of like, long term, this could realistically, you could recoup the money that you invested in the guy because it's a 14-year contract. Realistically, you got him for 18 years with his arbitration and pre-arbitration years and everything. But, I mean, obviously this now, like, there's not a hope in hell that they recoup that, because I can tell you this much. I'm not going out and buying a Fernando Tatis jersey. Like, that won't ever happen.
No. And it's funny you said that, actually. I want to jump on this because I'm sitting over here in France, as you know, and you're talking about the recuperation, and we talk about it quite often when we're talking about the Dodgers or the Cardinals signings or the Cubbies and the Yankees. But I'll tell you, since I've been over here, and I know you were over here in 2017, maybe you remember, maybe you don't know them, but man, I cannot believe how many New York Yankees hats, New Era hats, I'm seeing over here now. But it is almost all New York Yankees. I've seen a handful of Blue Jays, surprising enough, which have really blown me away. The Dodgers are the second highest that I've seen over here. I even saw an Arizona Diamondback, an Oakland A's, and a Chicago White Sox. I see Boston. Boston would probably be third or fourth with the Blue Jays. But it is amazing when we talk about these guys. And like you're saying right there, Tatis, and you're hoping, but you never see those types of teams. So it is a big gamble for those types of teams to sign those players for the multi-hundred-million-dollar contracts. I know they can sell them in their own town, San Diego and that, but I wonder how much they even sell them in California versus the Dodgers and stuff like that to recuperate some of those contracts.
Well, yeah, you know that they're not selling it up to the north because no San Francisco Giants fan is going to, or Bay Area, I guess.
Absolutely.
He's going to buy a San Diego jersey. Like,
absolutely.
So that's the thing. They're hamstrung. So it was a terrible financial investment by their by their ownership and general manager at this point in time. I mean, we talked about it. AJ Preller, he's got a great chance of being fired if they don't go at least to the championship series this year, if not the World Series. And I mean, yeah, a move like this, now all of a sudden this comes out, it's like, oh well, shit, there's the door. Pardon my French, let's be honest.
What did the Dodgers do after they did the Soto trade? I mean, and the other trades that they did too, right?
Yep.
All of a sudden, roll 12 wins in a row off. Like, it was like, yeah, good, nice. Soto. Who cares?
Joey Gallo, and Joey Gallo actually looks kind of like Joey Gallo again now with the Dodgers.
He's gripping and ripping. I love it. I love it. So, hey, you asked for our opinion. That's it, Dirtbags. It's as simple as that or whatever. Like I said, send in yours. Noel and I would love to have your thoughts and opinions on this one. But it just, for me, I'm just so sick and tired of these guys thinking they can get away with this stuff. And good for MLB to be staying consistent with this stuff and making sure that, hey, no player is bigger than the game of baseball. We always talk about it, right, Nolan? Baseball doesn't owe any of us anything. We owe everything to baseball, whether it's being a player, a coach, at the amateur level, the collegiate level, the high school level, or even the pro level, right?
Yep. Yeah, and to make matters worse, I mean, there goes his Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Just like that. It's gone at 23-24. It's gone. Yeah. Smell ya. Thank you very much. Could have had a Hall of Fame career. That's gone.
Yeah, that's a good call. Never even talked. That's a whole other story. It might be 10 years. It might be all of a sudden 3 years, too, or whatever now. But I really do, before we wrap this part of the show up, from my gut feeling, I think it's the shoulder. I don't think it's the motorcycle injury at all. I think it's the shoulder, and I think he knows it, and I think he's worried about it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get talking about the playoffs. We'll talk about the Chris Woodward firing and so much more. So, come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back here in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, we were talking about Tatis Jr., obviously, and stuff like that. Gave her thoughts and opinions. And, hey, now it's time to unfortunate situation. But, again, you're hired to be fired. So Mr. Chris Woodward and the Rangers part ways on Monday night. What I don't even know what to feel about that one, Nolan. A little bit off my radar or whatever and that, but when you start looking through the numbers of it, one, it's amazing how time gets away. He hired in 2018, and well, he just never had a winning season. And not because he's one of those good guys that I think everybody likes, right? Woodward, he was a hell of a player because he was a quiet player and he earned his right to play every time he played because in a sense, he was a dirtbag. He just went out there and he battled and he worked hard. And the same thing as a coach moving up through the Dodgers and, what was it? The Mariners before that, I think when he was done his post playing career. And was it, I don't know if it was just a matter of first time managerial stuff or the factor of this year, they did the Semien, they did John Gray, they did the Seager. They kind of went all in, and maybe they just weren't ready to compete with the Astros. I don't know. I mean, what do you got for your thoughts?
That's the way that I'm leaning with it. Obviously, his first year as manager, they finished third in the AL West. Consecutive seasons of dead last in the AL West. Obviously, last year, 60 and 102, which led to them getting the second overall pick, and 2 years ago, what, the third overall pick or something like that? Or vice versa. Yeah. I can't remember which order it was. But either way, I mean, two top five picks. The team wasn't going in the right direction. Like you said, they go out there, they get the big-time free agents, and obviously Seager, Semien. I mean, I'm not going to call John Gray a big-time free agent signing, but he was definitely supposed to be a guy that was a catalyst for that rotation. And obviously, it just hasn't panned out. So, I mean, yeah, to this point in the year, they're 51-63. It's right around kind of what you'd expect out of Texas. It's not like I was going to sit here and say, like, even at the start of the year, I think we had Texas as, what, a 75-87 team or something like that. Like, we weren't expecting them to be contending for the playoffs by any means, but we were expecting them to at least be taking that next step forward when you make signings like that. Obviously, I said Seager was going to be the most impactful signing at the start of the year. I mean, to this point in the year, like he's had a fine season. I mean, his OPS plus or WRC plus, sorry, is 131. So he's hitting well above league average in terms of that. And like he's started to really turn it on. Obviously Semien hasn't been that guy, but I mean, still, yeah. Woodward to this point, I can understand. Okay. It's been 4 years. We've given you the keys. We would have liked to have seen some growth from even our younger guys and everything like that. For whatever reason, it just hasn't worked out.
I think that's the biggest thing, right? It's the growth out of those young ones. You know, Garcia's been Garcia and that, but he was a good player coming in. You know, the Dane Dunning trade for Lance Lynn a couple years ago, you know, he's the strikeouts are nice this year, whatever and that, but the ERA is high, the whip is high, the inconsistency is high. I think that's just it, right? Like Nate Lowe doing a pretty nice job over there at first and stuff like that, but just not really that growth.
Spencer Howard, even like, I mean, last year he was the headliner in the Kyle Gibson trade coming back, and hasn't really done anything either. So I mean, it's just one of those things where I think if you're Chris Young, it's what his first year as general manager, he's just looking to just to change everything up. He's like, hey, listen, this is my team now. Obviously I've made these impact signings. I want this to be my manager going forward. And I mean, in the interim, they've hired Tony Beasley, who was their third base coach. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about the guy. I've tried to read up on him and can't really find too much information regarding him. So I can't tell you what his track record is or anything like that. But, I mean, Woodward, just obviously former major leaguer that realistically I can't see him getting another job.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, that's, I think he's going to be a good coach. I think that's what his tenure will be. So now it's just a matter of going home with the family and making that decision, right? Like, Does he want to be a manager again? Well, that's going to be hard to come by, I think. Is he happy being a coach again? Hey, you know what? I think there's jobs out there for him for sure on that end of it. So let's jump over to your boys, Nolan. Quite a few interesting things. Arenado, Goldie get quote unquote nominated, I guess, as the present MLB most important duo. What's your thoughts on that? Pretty hard to say they're not.
Well, yeah, I mean, both of them are top five in the major leagues. Well, top four, actually, in the major leagues for WAR, not including pitchers. Arenado's second. Judge, obviously, is first. Judge is at 7.5. Arenado was, I think, a smidge over six. Shohei was right around six, and Goldschmidt was a 5.6, and then Manny Machado was a 5.2. But, I mean, yeah, in terms of what those guys actually bring to the field, and there's a reason why the pair of them are top three, top five NL MVP candidates right now. Obviously, Arenado's turned it on over the past month since the All-Star break. I mean, he's up to 25, I believe 75 RBIs, hitting 300 again this year. So, I mean, like, but what they do defensively even and everything like that, like, it's night and day. If you take one of those two away from the St. Louis Cardinals, are they even a 500 team? Like, that's the way that I look at it.
And when you read through, I hate to even say the voting, but you know, the decision making on that nomination or whatever you want to call it, that I think that's really what it came down to, right? Was, you know, look at without these guys, that team's so young, and just doesn't have the players around them yet to even have that team in consideration with Milwaukee.
No, and Tommy Edman, the way that he started out the year was fantastic. But I mean, he's come right back down to earth.
I think he's still
around a four WAR, if I'm not mistaken, because his defense is so good. So it keeps him above board. But I mean, like, realistically, offensively, I mean, he's fallen off. I think he's hit about 220 since middle of May.
Yeah.
Tyler O'Neill's
been in and out of the lineup.
Yeah. So, like, right. it's one of those ones where, Carlson, like I said, as a pitcher, even, like, hell, you got those guys on your corners, and considering how high of contact pitcher St. Louis is, like, you have supreme confidence knowing, okay, I got Arenado, Mr. Gold Glove, Platinum Glove, over at third base. I got Paul DeJong now, who's, I don't know, he's fringe Gold Glove caliber. He's definitely a top five defensive shortstop in the National League when healthy, and
for sure
when he's up in the major leagues, because he just makes every play almost. Nothing flashy or anything like that, but he's a very solid defensive player. Playing shortstop, obviously, Tommy Edman can slide back into second base. Now you can platoon Albert Pujols and Nolan Gorman for your DH, and you got Goldschmidt over at first base. It's like, yeah, as a pitcher, man, I'm loving life. I can just roll ground balls all day, and I know that these guys are going to turn it behind me. So that's even an added benefit to it, where, like, it's the same as the Yadier Molina effect for how long Yadier Molina's been a catcher. Everybody's just like, Yadier Molina will never have the offensive stats, but in terms of what that guy actually does for calling a game and calming down pitchers and everything like that, all the extra stuff that goes into being a catcher, like, he's night and day above everybody. And so yeah, it's just one of those things that you can't actually quantify, but you can see it on the field. You're just like, okay, this guy compared to, no offense to Andrew Kisner, who's primarily been the backup catcher for the Cardinals, like, it's night and day.
Yeah, just like the fact, you know, we were just talking about Tatis Jr. or whatever growing up and just taking some responsibility for once in your life, obviously, or whatever, and that, because it's not the first time he's been through the situation that he's going through right now. And I'm not talking about the suspension for PEDs, but there's two guys that go into every season with that type of expectations. But every season they live up to those expectations. That's what's so great about it and stuff like that. That's what I love about it for sure. So, hey, we got about 3 minutes left in this section, Nolan. I want to jump over to something that's just, it really is remarkable because it just popped up on me, and that Mr. DeGrom and what he's come back and done with the Mets over, what is it, just the two starts or whatever and that, but just it's three. Ridiculous.
Three starts.
Yep.
So, I mean, obviously He was the trade deadline headliner without actually being traded, just coming back on the trade deadline day, came back on Tuesday, August the 1st, or 2nd, sorry.
Juan Soto who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say, because he's just been Jacob DeGrom. That's the thing.
Well, like, well we that often, conversation.
They had a video of him and Scherzer the other day talking after DeGrom's start, and it was just them talking, and you kind of see him doing like hand movements and stuff like that. So you can assume it was in relation to how he spins his slider or how he rotates on his fastball or something like that. But either way, I mean, yeah, you're looking at it, and it's 10-plus Ks in six innings. He's still on the 75-pitch count limit a bit. I'd imagine they'd stretch him out over the next few, but Buck Showalter doesn't need to rush him right now because you want him healthy, obviously, for the postseason run. But, man, he's just been automatic.
Well, we throw the term around so lightly, lights out, right? But he literally has been lights out, for God's sakes, for three starts. So let me ask you this before we end this section. DeGrom in, Acuna a little bit out with the knee, little tenderness. That's never a good sign. I don't like to see those things down in Atlanta and stuff like that. Enough of a big table difference that goes ahead and finishes them in first place by the time it's all said and done, as well as the Braves have been playing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying the Mets. Yep.
Yep.
Done for you. It's a done deal.
Yep.
Non-negotiable.
Done deal. If you have those two plus, like, you have
Taiwan Walker's dealing.
You have Carlos Carrasco. You have Chris Bassett, and every single one of those guys is, I believe, still sub 4 ERA. Like, that is a nasty rotation. They got a great bullpen. Edwin Diaz is the headliner there. Mr. Untouchable out of the pen again. Like, that guy's been incredible this year. But, I mean, it's just one of those things where I can't see Atlanta gaining enough ground to pass the Mets, especially after they got swept in New York there last week.
And dirtbags, make no mistake about it, I'm not a Mets fan, but they got my best set manager, and you know that. You got the best manager in baseball, my man, Buck Showalter. So,
love Buck. Hey,
absolutely. We're always in that corner. So, and hey, let's be honest, I like those players on that team, and they're starting to play, so it's excellent. So when Nolan and I come back after the break, we'll be talking about the postseason breakdown and so much more. So stay with us, dirtbags.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with Select Trade-In and 5G Unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And hey, you know what? As we said at the top of the show, MLB released the postseason there Monday night bracket. Obviously, day one has all games, National League and American League, going on. I think that's October the 7th. And you know what? World Series doesn't get started, I think, Nolan, until October the 27th, I think I saw, the 24th. Man. It's going to be a long season still or whatever, not, but exciting season. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we've got Albert Pujols doing the two bombs there, just carrying on with that Hall of Fame career like he is. And a bit of tough news. I mean, not unexpected, I don't think, but Walker Buehler looks like he's going under the knife for surgery, and the season's done for him too. So, you know, postseason, great that they've been able to release it, Nolan. What are your thoughts on it? What do you think? Obviously, day one might be, you hate to say it like that, but day one might be one of the most exciting days in sports.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, anytime it comes to playoff baseball, anything's possible. Obviously, this year it's going to be a little bit different, trying to figure out how the new format all works and all that stuff. I mean, whether it's actually logistical going forward or not. But I mean, to me, it makes sense. Obviously, you want to see as many teams in the playoffs as possible within reason. I think 8 teams in baseball is a little bit much, just because there is some, like, there's definitely some teams that are significantly better than others. I mean, basketball, obviously, the past, 4 years or something like that, they've been doing the bubble where basically it's the 9 through 12 team or 7 through 10 team, I can't even remember how exactly it works out, get in to play a little 3-game series or something like that, which to me I think is just stupid. I don't like that way, but I do like the fact that baseball implemented the third wild card team this year. Like you said, I mean, it's going to be an exciting day for baseball fans. Obviously, you got the 3-6, you got the 4-5. Winner of the 3-6 series goes on, plays the number 2 team. And winner of the 4-5 goes on, plays the number 1 seed. I mean, it'll be a roller coaster, because I'm assuming my Cardinals are going to be in there as either the 3 or probably the 6 seed, just kind of the way that it's looking right now. I mean, I'm still thinking that they're going to win the NL Central just based off of the Brewers making some dumb moves there a couple weeks ago. But obviously, it's one of those things where, yeah, like, as a baseball fan, how can you not be excited? We're right around the corner. They just announced the playoffs. You know what the schedule is going to look like. So, hey, buckle up, get ready.
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that, like, you hit the nail on the head. I don't want a 3-game series. I don't even feel 1-game series if it's my team, when you really step back and think about it. Because if they're that team that seems to be, I'm going to use the Blue Jays, for example. Last year, they just miss out. This year, same thing. They're a one-and-done team. I just don't think they got the stones between their legs, and sorry about saying it like that, but they've got a great team, and they play like crap. They play baseball when they want to play baseball, and then they have celebrations and parties and over victories, and then they lose 3 in a row, and I just don't think they're a playoff team. What I mean, a playoff team, right? So I want to see it in a 1-game show-off. Hey, either you're a playoff team or you're not. Man up, hate to say it, but nut up and get the job done. Get out.
Well, that's the thing. I saw it on the MLB Network today, and they were just talking about, is the Jays lineup the most imposing lineup in baseball? Hell no. Start of the year, if I looked at that lineup and said yes, I would 100% have said it with conviction. Now I'm looking at the lineup, I'm saying hell no. They got a bunch of Jags right now. Like, they don't have a single guy that is Aaron Judge on that team right now. Like, if Vladdy went Vladdy of last year, yeah, I'm scared. If Semien was still on that team and he's hitting 45 bombs, yeah, I'm scared. If George Springer is George Springer, I mean, George Springer in playoffs, you got to be scared of him. Let's be honest, that guy's one of the all-time greats in the playoffs. But he's one dude. Like Alejandro Kirk, yeah. I don't think has playoff experience. Actually, no, I know he doesn't have playoff experience. I don't know anybody besides Springer on that team that has playoff experience, honestly speaking. Like, I think Gausman does, but I'm talking actual players. Like, I don't think there is anybody. Bo Bichette does not scare me. Vladimir Guerrero right now does not scare me.
No, and I just don't think there's enough. I'm going to be delicate how I say this or whatever and stuff like that because I don't want people to take it wrong. But bottom line is, I don't think there's enough guys that care about a World Series on there. Listen, dirtbags, it's easy to get on the air in front of the TV and do all the right words because these guys are schooled and they're educated to make sure they're with everything in them, they don't slip up and say the wrong things, right? So obviously they're going to say, "Hey man, we're World Series or bust. We're World Series or bust." No, I don't think you are. I don't think that team. And again, we're just using the Jays, and it's not the Jays alone. There's other teams right there, but we're just using them. And I just don't think they've got the players, the right players, crap, or really maybe lose that game and say, "I'm done. I'm so pissed that we're a great lineup and we're just going through the motions. We're going to have a bit of a dust up. We're going to have a bit of an okay corral." And you know what? Hopefully the media doesn't get wind of it. If they do, I'm okay with that too. But the bottom line is you got to be better. We got to quit saying the nice things and the fine things and everything else. There needs to be a one big shakeup on that team. And I said it to you, so I'm just going to say it, Dirtbags, right now. Noel and I talked to him before we did the showing on this. I said, you know what? If I was Russ Atkins and Mark Shapiro, I would have picked up the phone. And I don't know that they didn't, but I would have picked up the phone as hard as it would have been and as much as they want the team to be around Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And I would have picked up the phone and called Mike Rizzo from the Washington Nationals. And I would have said, "Mike, will you take Vladimir Guerrero for Juan Soto?" Just like that. So there you go, Nolan. I don't think you expect me to say it. I just said it.
No, I mean,
it's real.
Yeah, no, like honest to goodness, to me, I don't even think it's a playoff team. Looking at it now, like the way that roster is constructed, it 100% on paper should have been a playoff team. And then you play the Baltimore Orioles, who became sellers and proceed to lose every single game to the Baltimore Orioles. And that's not a knock on the Orioles. Like the Orioles are having the best year they've had since Manny Machado was in town.
Well, since they played the one-game playoff against the Blue Jays in 2016.
Exactly. But you're looking at this Jays roster, I'm not even sold that they make the playoffs. Like, I'm giving them a 25% chance, legitimate 25% chance. And at the start of the year, you look at that roster, you're like, all right, well, there's probably 75, 80% chance. You know, you got some dogfights in the AL East, but the Baltimore Orioles are not a dogfight. I don't care what you say, and yeah, you're getting diced up by the Orioles.
Yeah, exactly right. And look at the Rays. The Rays are bringing back Franco's going on rehab this Friday, it looks like. Drawing blanks. I apologize. Dirtbags, two outfielders looking like they're close to being back as well or whatever and stuff like that. Yes, Manuel Margot. And, you know, so they're getting healthy. They're getting healthy, and those guys have been able to just quietly stay there. Did the Orioles hold on? I don't know if they can hold on. Maybe it's one of those years where they can't. But I mean, their pitching doesn't do anything for me at all or whatever. Not. But having said that, hey, they're in the dog race. Right now, they're right in the race, so I'm not going to say anything on it. But you know what? We'll move on. Hey, what do you have to say about your man, Albert? Getting ready to retire, getting ready to go off. Couple of more home runs this past, what was it, Sunday night? Ties, records, breaking records, still scaling the ladder to the Hall of Fame. What can you say about him, dude, we haven't already said?
Yeah, I mean, hit 688, 689, same day off of left-handed pitching. You look at his numbers this year, they just showed it. He's the fourth highest OPS versus lefties, hitting, what was it, 351 with a 389 on base and a 670 ballpark slugging percentage. I think his OPS was like 1031 or something along those lines. And, I mean, obviously the dude still got it. Like, he's at 10 bombs now. He's hitting, I mean, 250 for the year. That's league average. 785 OPS. I mean, he's got, what, a 125 WRC plus, like, for those advanced sabermetric people. Like, the dude's having a great year. for what everybody kind of expected just to be a send-off, here you go, hit your maybe five home runs type of deal. I mean, I'm not saying he's got a legitimate chance at 700 now based off of what he even said earlier on Tuesday, like, hey, this is going to be it for me. But, I mean, end of the day, he ties Willie Mays for fifth most all-time for multi-home run games with his 63rd. He's seven back of A-Rod for tying him for fourth. I'm not going to say he doesn't catch A-Rod. I think he can catch A-Rod. I just don't know if another 11 home runs in the next 50 games is attainable for Albert.
For me, it's such a beautiful finish to it. And what I'm saying about that is, look back a year ago. What a brutal way to end his career if it happened to be a year ago. Gets DFA'd by the Angels. Yes, he gets picked up by the Dodgers, but let's be honest, the Dodgers picked him up by the courtesy case, try to sell some jerseys with an Albert Pujols number on it, make it look good. And you know what? He comes back this year. The Cardinals do the right thing. As hard as that decision is, probably looking at a player of that age, but yes, he's got the history with you guys. God bless him for doing it. So happy for him. So happy for the Cardinals. So happy for baseball that he's having the season that he's having. And when you get to see him smiling again, that's what means everything to us, because that's what we forget about dirtbags is the game doesn't owe us anything. We owe the game everything. And when we get to see these amazing historic players out there having fun like a kid, even at 42 years of age, it just, to me, it just does something that makes it really special. Now I want to jump over to the Dodgers with Walker Buehler going under the knife, Nolan. For me, that's a big loss, I think. Even though he hasn't been around for a few weeks, that's a huge loss because Buehler's a playoff pitcher. I realize he's a good regular season pitcher too, but he's a heck of a playoff pitcher. I think that's a big loss for the Dodgers. You know, you got Kershaw with the back issues. Urias looks pretty solid, but Dustin May's not back yet. They got other guys there, I realize, but for me, I think that's a huge loss. You got a couple of minutes. Go for it. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really replace a guy like Walker Buehler in his playoff experience. Like, he started game one multiple times in series, in the playoffs for the Dodgers over the past couple of years. Obviously, he's got the World Series ring. I mean, last year he was top four for NL Cy Young. This year, like, what can you say, really? He just hasn't had the same luck. Obviously, he's getting the bone spurs removed from his elbow. It's not Tommy John for those that are thinking it's that. It's just bone spurs in his elbow. Now, mind you, I'm saying just. Jack Flaherty has had the same issue where he's had bone spurs and he's had the shoulder going with him. So, I mean, to me, it's not like you can really replace a Walker Buehler with everything that he brings to the table, all the intangibles, all that stuff. Plus, he's a dude that, I mean, worst case scenario, you put him out of the bullpen for 2-3 innings type of deal, kind of like a Nathan Eovaldi there. What was that, 2017 with Boston before he earned his next contract with Boston. And you're like, yeah, you know what? This guy can throw 97 to 100 miles an hour on a consistent basis, and he can eat multiple innings for me. Plus, he's got a wipeout slider and everything. Now, I get it this year. Yeah, his ERA was 4.02. He had 58 Ks in 65 innings in 12 starts. But still, end of the day, you can't replace guys with postseason experience. That is such a key part of every team that is trying to get to that World Series. And a guy like him, I mean, yeah, he's young, he's hungry, he wants to get another World Series, and he knows, okay, yeah, Kershaw's injured, May's injured, I got to step up, I got to cement my ace status going forward. And I mean, unfortunately, yeah, this is a big loss for the Dodgers.
Yeah, no question. I mean, at some point, they're going to face the Mets. We have to believe that or whatever. And you look back a year ago, and you look at Scherzer, and he made that subtle little comment of how he didn't like the way he was pitched during that whole stretch either or whatever. And that. So you know he's going to shove when he gets a chance to go against them. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thoughts and wrap this episode up. Stay tuned and stay with us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131.
Welcome back to your final thoughts, Dirtbags. Nolan, time to get after it. 5131.
All right, so Chandler Redmond became the second known professional baseball player to hit the home run cycle. So he starts out the game, I think it was a three-run bomb, then a two-run bomb, then a grand slam, and then a solo, or a solo and then the grand slam. I can't remember exactly which order it went in. But either way, the second professional baseball player in the history of baseball. Think about that. That's crazy to me. To hit for the home run cycle, where you get a solo, a two-run, a three-run, and a grand slam. So he did that against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The AA affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, he's a guy that realistically will never make the major leagues. He's hitting .228 with a .314 on base, .431 slug, 13 bombs, 50 RBIs over 72 games before he did that. And I mean, he's 25 years old playing AA. So hey, stick to your guns, man. Hopefully you can pan out somewhere. I mean, St. Louis realistically to me does not seem like it's a team that he'll be called up for anytime soon, just because those numbers aren't exactly great in AA. But either way, I mean, like I said, you're one of two players in the entire history of professional baseball to hit for the cycle, or the home run cycle, sorry. Obviously, the most recent was in college softball. Buster Posey's sister, Samantha Posey, was the last to do it. Scooter Gennett came close in 2017. To becoming the first major league player to do it. He had his solo, two runs, and a grand slam. But either way, I mean, Chandler Redmond, tip my cap to you, dude. That is a heck of an accomplishment. I mean, hell, hitting two bombs in a game is an accomplishment. Three bombs is an incredible feat. Four, you don't even hear it in the major leagues. It's only been done 18 times. So for you to do it in the minor leagues and hit the cycle with it, tip my cap.
Live this game, breathe this game, die this game. That's what it's all about. Every one of us have to live it, breathe it, die it. You can get your Dirtbag swag at DirtbagBaseballNation.com, the college playbook there. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. God bless you wherever you are in the world listening to us. Continue to do it. Nolan, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.